bananeira, sei lá, a bananeira sei ou não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei ou não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei ou não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei ou não, isso é lá com você. Será no fundo do quintal, quintal do seu olhar, olhar do coração. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei ou não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei ou não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei ou não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei ou não, isso é lá com você.
In the background here we're listening to features from Black Rio 2, compilation devoted to the original Samba Soul from Brazil from 1971 to 1980, is compiled by DJ Cliffy. This show is coming up next.
Known pimp, narcotics king, big time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Maybe a song from a film or a tune from TV. Radio Free Gak brings you sounds of the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future and the forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Radio Free Gak, Monday evening, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hi, this is Jonah from Career Suicide. You're listening to CITR Vancouver 101.9.
Good evening, everyone. It's Radio Free Gak time. I'm Gak. It's about to start. Bear with me as this was mostly done in a Calgary airport during a layover yesterday. Have fun. With Bombs, the lead track off his release 1.0.8, which came out this year through Favorite Records. And without repeating myself too heavily from previous episodes, Anra is a French DJ with Vietnamese roots who mixes old 60s Vietnamese pop with hip-hop. I haven't found any evidence whether he's done any additional remix work for anyone, but either in France or elsewhere, but based on his past few albums, dude should be the next J Dilla. Pause here for a microphone move. There we go. Yep. It's yet another brand new spanking episode of Radio Free Gak here, your soundtrack to your life, here on UBC's paradigm shifting station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And you can find us online through www.citr.ca through the rest of the world. My name is Gak, and I'll be your humble narrator from now until 9 p.m. You can call me here at the station, 604-822-2487. And you can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. This week's soundtrack profile will be on Peter Gabriel, specifically his soundtracks from the 80s. So we'll be listening to bits from Birdie, and then his work for Martin Scorsese's The Last Temptation of Christ. But here's a little leftover Mantova set after last week's completely devoted to the province show I did last week. So Crosstown Rivals are a four-piece from Winnipeg. They start a tour next week based in their hometown, but they're going to be hitting British Columbia shortly. On July 18th, they'll be playing in a yet-to-be-determined location in Golden. On the 19th, they'll be in a similar type of situation in Fernie, but when they hit Kamloops on the 22nd, they'll be at the Hogue Mahones. And for those of us here in Vancouver, they will be at the Railway Club on the 23rd. So from their self-titled EP, which came out last year, unsigned at this point, here are the Crosstown Rivals with Hold Tight.
sir. No makes a good answer.
And there's Paper Moon with Down With Safe. And you can find that off this year's album, What Are You Gonna Do With Me? And you can find that through Endearing Records.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268 or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
Next up here is Jarvis Cocker, and he's best known as being the analytically suave leader of the former band Pulp. But after he went on his own several years ago, he's come back. He has his second solo album out now called Further Complications, and he recently spent 1 week performing in a Parisian storefront. From the Steve Albini-produced album Further Complications, here is one of the guys appearing at Virgin Fest on the second day, I believe. That would be July 26th at Deer Lake Park. Here's Jarvis Cocker with Angela on Radio Free GAC CITR, Vancouver.
Time on my hands. can't wash off. I'm guzzling vitamin C, but I can't shake this cough. Walls are closing in, they often do. I'm seeing double and triple. Never wear a helmet when I'm riding my bike. Never recall a face. To me, they all look alike. I've got a hole in my brain, but what I meant to say lives. I'm a live in the past. I give back gifts and gifts. Closing in.
That's Spanish for I Have It, as heard in the Mets outfield in the 60s, and the song we just heard was Periodically Double or Triple, and that's one of the tracks recently shared to the world by Matador in anticipation of Yo La Tengo's forthcoming album, Popular Songs, and that will be out until September. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From what I can gather, Los Tremendos were a Cuban band possibly out of New York City. At least the dozen or so of them appear in front of the Statue of Liberty on the album cover. And they have a cumbia record that they released some point in the 70s, I guess. And it includes this monster wah-wah instrumental here. So from their self-titled album through CT Records, here are Los Tremendos with Tremenda Onda.
Onda!
Thank you.
Beirut with La Llorona, based on the Mexican tale of the Weeping Woman. And you can find that off of the March of the Zapotec EP, which is bundled as a double EP release with an older project of his called The Real People. And The Real People was actually part of a bedroom electronic set that Beirut leader Zach there had formed before he went on his chamber parp orchestral brass section there. And March of the Zapotec was actually recorded in the town of Teotitlan de Valle in the Oaxacan province of Mexico, and that features the Jimenez Band, a marching band of well-known repute in the Mexican area. And yeah, he basically stayed up in this remote Mexican village with all these old musicians there. You're listening to Radio Free Gak.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
All right, this next little set may play a little bit with nostalgia here of different generations. This song actually kicked off the entire Schoolhouse Rock TV series, the little thing, educational series that is a cartoon that appeared in the 70s and 80s on ABC. And Bob Dirrell was a well-known jazz musician who wrote various songs, and he actually is one of the few vocalists that appears on most of Miles Davis's records. So, you'll find this on the Blue Breakbeats Volume 4 compilation that came out through Blue Note Records in 1999, but this originally came out, I believe, in 1971. So here is Bob Dirrell. With 3 is the magic number. And of course, this was sampled by De La Soul. I'm not going to actually play the De La Soul version of it, but I'm going to play another De La Soul number there, and we'll sort of play spot the reference afterwards. So here we go.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get 3 as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you 3 as a magic number. It takes 3 legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes 3 wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has 3 corners. Every triangle has 3 sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's 3, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had 3 in the family. That's a magic number.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. Now the multiples of 3 come up 3 times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9. And in the teens 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27. And it comes out even on 30, yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is
30.
3 times 9 is
27.
3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18.
3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12, and 3 times 3 is 9, and 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now dig the pattern once more. 3,
3, 6, 9,
12,
12, 15, 18,
21,
21, 24, 27, 30,
yeah.
30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is
30. Going
3 times 9 is 27.
3 times 8 is
24. 3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
Yeah,
that's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby.
Yes, they did.
They had 3 in the family. That's a magic number.
Boy thinks of that big fat back. Big black fat, love big black fat. Girl calls boy to
then him up on Saturday. Saturday. Saturday, it's a Saturday, it's a Saturday, it's a Saturday, Saturday, it's a Saturday, Saturday, it's a Saturday.
Back once more with the wall up in the score. Smash about a riff, sure to make you rock your hip. Revival of the roller boogie in a ricochet to make you think about the time we spoke fun instead of fight.
But diving from a piece of metal, sure to take that light.
Slip your butt to the fix of this mix. Toss that briefcase, it's time to let loose, cause you work like heck to get the week in check. So unfasten that sleeper on your neck. Connected like a vibe from the wheel to the foot. Come on, everybody. It's a funky output.
5 days you work, one whole day to play. Come on, everybody, wear your roller skates today. It's Saturday, 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 it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, yeah, 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 yeah.
Now, as you pump your fists, I reminisce to a bounce rock skate roll fest to impress. Hey, pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Cool, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. But promote the hustle, cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, look who just walked in.
Is there a bed on stage?
Yes, man.
So kick the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler. Wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. With the yawn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear. Rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track. Grab your roller skates, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity-doo, now let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist. Spinning and winning. No hack and sack. Let me in. Spill on the bottom away, but it's okay. It's a Saturday. Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the Peter.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act the fool tonight. Forget about your worries and you will be alright. It's Saturday, 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 it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday,
There we had, just a roller skating jam named Saturdays from De La Soul off their 91 album De La Soul is Dead. And that featured Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. Of course, he's still kicking it, as are De La Soul themselves. They recently actually released through Apple and Nike as part of the little running program thing for the iPod. And they actually will be appearing with Jarvis Cocker on the same night at Virgin Fest, which again is at Deer Lake Park on July 26th. And a roller skating jam named Saturdays, you can make out a little bit of the Grease soundtrack there. We heard a little bit of Earth, Wind & Fire, some Instant Funk, and of course Chicago in there as well too. You're listening to Radio Free Gak.
And gentlemen, boys, girls, and everything in between, step right up as the Youth Co-Aid Society proudly presents Acquired Taste, a Carnival of Sensations.
On July 9th at 7 p.m., the Big Top hits Canvas Lounge at 99 Powell Street with a feast of all things circus, featuring burlesque and belly dancers, drag performers, aerialists, fire spinners, and jugglers. All proceeds from the premier silent auction go to support prevention education in youth impacted by HIV/AIDS.
Auction donations and ticket purchases can be handled at www.youthco.org or the Youth Co. office downtown. Sponsor a ticket for someone else in true circus style, one night only, July 9th.
Yeah. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here. We'll do a little quick, little pseudo-classical set here, although some people might term it more of indie chamber pop. What we're listening to is the Portland Cello Project, which has been around for about a dozen years out of the Portland, Oregon area. Features 16 cellists, and oftentimes they have recorded for backing music for the Dandy Warhols and the Builders and the Butchers. They have a recent album out. They partnered with a couple other local musicians in the Portland area. And this is the album's called The Tao and Justin Power Sessions. So from this album, we're going to listen to their collaboration with local singer Tao Nguyen. And this will be his song, Beat, in parentheses, Health, Life, and Fire.
Liar.
Pornographers fans should recognize that song. There was the Vitamin String Quartet with The Bleeding Heart Show, and that's coming from their forthcoming album, Per Space Versions. Now, Vitamin String Quartet are still a Los Angeles collaborative team there, and they've been releasing a whole bunch of, like, album covers, but I guess for more like artist tributes for albums, and as of late they decided to branch out a little bit more into experimental. So I think the main thing they were capitalizing on were fans that wanted to hear orchestral versions of their favorite rock and pop hits there. But this Perversions album will be featuring interpretations of songs by like Cat Power, Sugar Rose, Tom Waits, No Age, and Animal Collective, but as well they'll mix in their own original numbers there as well too. So coming up now, for the rest of the show, we're going to focus purely on Peter Gabriel. And what we'll do right now is we're going to do a quick cover. This comes from a 2002 compilation called When Pigs Fly, which was based on the idea of songs that you would imagine not really covered by these acts. So, for instance, there's Nat King Cole's Unforgettable, which is covered by Annie DeFranco, and Hong Kong action star Jackie Chan. And Devo take on Ohio by Crosby, Still, Nash & Young's, and the Connells take on Cypress Hill's classic Insane in the Brain. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Don Ho taking on one of Peter Gabriel's first hits, and that will be Shock the Monkey. You're listening to Radio Free Yak, CITR, Vancouver.
Cover me when I run. Cover me through the fire. Something knocked me out the tree. Now I'm on my knees. Cover me, darling, please. Hey, 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 monkey, monkey. You know you gotta shock the monkey. Hey, hey. Fox the fox ran on a rat. You can ape the ape. I know about that. There's one thing you must be sure of. I can't take any more, darling. Don't you monkey with the monkey. Hey, hey, monkey. Monkey, hey, monkey. Don't you know you're gonna chop the monkey. Hey, hey, chop the monkey. I'm learning. Shot. 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 Watch your monkey get hurt, monkey. Cover me.
1981, featuring his face getting melted there. There is Peter Gabriel with Lead or Led a Normal Life. And that album included his hits Biko and Games Without Frontiers. And from this album, he actually recycled a couple songs into what will be our first soundtrack. But first, let's do this quick station identification. You're listening to Radio Free GAC.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
This is Lonnie Bristle. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That you are. This is Radio Free Gack here. And this week's soundtrack profile will be with Peter Gabriel. We're focused on two of his earlier soundtracks, first of which will be Birdie. So Peter Gabriel, of course, is the former lead singer of Genesis back in their crazy theatrical days before Phil Collins took over. And at this point, most people know Peter Gabriel for a lot of his soundtrack work, mostly just an appearance of songs here and there. So, for instance, In Your Eyes appearing in Say Anything. And if you caught Wally last year, he appears in the end credits there with Down to Earth. So Alan Parker approached Peter Gabriel in the early 80s while he was commencing work on what would, when Peter Gabriel was eventually working on So. And he decided to delay that release and started working on the score for what would be Parker's 1984 film Birdie, which is itself an adaptation of William Morton's wonderful 1978 novel about a wren ship torn apart by war and then sort of rebuilding itself in the confines of a psychiatric hospital on a military base. And this was Peter's first attempt at a film score. And what he did is, when we listened to part of the Peter Gabriel third album there, he actually took two songs off there, and he also worked off the fourth album as well. And just as a measure to make sure that most fans didn't avoid Birdie, just to see if it was a ripoff, he actually included a big warning saying that, okay, you know what, some of these songs appeared elsewhere, and there's no lyrics. Good luck. But he actually included one of the most extensive liner notes I've seen in a while, mostly since liner notes, unfortunately, this day and age are such a neglected art form. So what we're going to listen to is a few cuts here, and I'm going to intermix it with the digital copy I have, and we do have a vinyl copy in the station, and we actually listened to a little bit of vinyl there when we listened to Lead a Normal Life before. Appropriately enough, it is my 33rd and a third birthday here. Of course, it's my dad's 64th birthday, and I received two text messages today indicating that someone else just joined this earth. Not related, but nevertheless, it is a wondrous day here in the Gack Camp. We're going to start off from the 1985 soundtrack to Birdie with Peter Gabriel with At Night.
Thank you.
the background here, we're listening to Slow Marimbas. And we started off with At Night, then Quiet and Alone. And for those of you who are deeply know the third album by Peter Gabriel, we heard sort of a remix of Family Snapshot there, and that was Close Up. And then sort of a retake of Not One of Us, and that was Birdie's Flight that we just heard beforehand. And Birdie was the 1984 film directed by Alan Parker, starring Matthew Modine and Nicolas Cage. And it was about basically friends at school, serving Vietnam, and one of them loses his mind. And this album marked Gabriel's first work with producer Daniel Lanois. It was remastered as part of most of Gabriel's catalog back in 2002. Next up, what we'll do is we'll listen to Passion, which includes his soundtrack to Martin Scorsese's 1989, the controversial film The Last Temptation of Christ. Although what he eventually did with the album is, upon the completion of the mix for the film, there were some unfinished ideas that he wanted to develop, so he took some extra time to complete the record, and some of the pieces weren't included with the film, and he wanted to sort of have them stand as a separate body of work, and as well, based on his sessions for Passion, he also recorded something called Passion Sources, which was another album. And this album itself is quite epic, since this introduced a lot of people to what effectively became like world music at that time, since this introduced the world to Senegalese singer Youssou N'Dour, and then there was the famous Pakistani Qawwali singer, I'm going to screw up the name, but it's Nusrat something Ali Khan. But there are also singers from other parts of the world, including Pakistan, Turkey, India, the Ivory Coast, Bahrain, Egypt, New Guinea, Morocco, Senegal, and Ghana. So we're going to cut things off with the vinyl version, at the very least here. And this will be the first track here, and this will be The Feeling Begins. Hopefully we get to cut through a lot of the soundtrack with the 15 minutes we have left, but we'll see what we can do. Thank you. In the background here, we hear With This Love. The set started off with The Feeling Begins, then Of These Hope, then Lazarus Raised, and then here With This Love. And these are all from Peter Gabriel's score to Passion, which is the subtitle for what he called The Last Temptation of Christ, for which he won a Grammy in 1990 for the Best New Age Performance. And as well, he received a Golden Globe nomination for Best Original Score Motion Picture for Martin Scorsese's controversial film. And that just about wraps it up here for Radio Free Gak this week. Next, coming up shortly, we have Gavin Walker, joined by a guest here tonight for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And if you missed any of this week's Radio Free Gak, why don't you subscribe to the podcast, which you can download then as an MP3 file. And then you can subscribe to that via CITR's website, www.citr.ca, or you can find it through mine, gak.ca. So we're going to close with one last bit from the soundtrack here, since we have a few minutes to spare. And what we'll listen to is Wall of Breath, as we hear the audio skip here in the background. So enjoy yourselves. Hopefully the weather sort of pans out better this week, but at the very least this weekend looks all right. So we'll see you next week, and take care.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. The time is 9 p.m. on this beautiful July evening.